It's a Curious October! It's October 3rd, third episode of October. I'm Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. And this is the story of a CD and me. For this episode, I decided to dig into the Slandy Octaver vault and bring up an episode I did about 3 or 4 years ago. At that time, I think the topic was to talk about an album or music that told a story. And I decided to choose, at that time, the album It's a Curious Feeling by Tony Banks, who is the lyricist and keyboard player for the band Genesis. At the time, it was a natural fit because I was and still am very much in touch with that CD. In fact, probably of all the CDs, it might end up being the one that I put on my Desert Island Disc choice. But we still have several episodes before then, so who knows, I might change my mind. I give to you my original recording, I think it was October 2013, of Tony Banks, or talking about rather, Tony Banks, It's a Curious Feeling. I would definitely put this on a Desert Island Disc list, or maybe even be the only CD on the list. Thanks for listening, and enjoy. At one point, Genesis took a break because Phil Collins was going through some personal issues. And during that break, Tony Banks decided to put out his solo album, his first one, called A Curious Feeling. The CD was loosely based around the story of The Flowers of Algernon, by Daniel Keyes. And it tells the story of these two scientists who discover a method of increasing somebody's intelligence. And at first they do it on a little laboratory mouse named Algernon. And after having met with good results, they decide to try their theory out on a human. And the protagonist's name is Charlie. Charlie is operated on and his IQ triples. And he discovers a new world. However, he realizes his world is short-lived and his new existence and his newfound intelligence and enlightenment will soon be gone. So he has to deal with this, and the CD, through its various songs, tells the story of how he deals with the first gain of this intelligence, accepting it, dealing with it, its pitfalls, and then finally losing it. And realizing he will have to go back to his previous life, which he can't, because now that he's known these things, he does remember how it felt. So essentially a kind of a sad story, but my story with this CD is my uncle bought me this album at the time, this LP, when I was 16 years old. I was going through some rather rough times then, and I remember listening to this album and somehow finding someone who understood me. And in the music and in the layers of synthesizer and just some of those rising crescendos, a little bit like I had mentioned about the Thunderbirds, I found hope and inspiration. And it has been a very inspiring CD for me, an album, since then. And that was 30 plus years ago. I was thinking about today and what I would talk about. Nothing came to mind right away. I had a few other ideas, which I sort of stored in the back of my mind for other episodes of Octaver. But then I realized I don't want to talk about the story of a song or the story that a certain song tells, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the story of my discovering this CD and how it made me feel.
How strange, I never noticed your eyes are the color of your hair. It seems to me you grow more beautiful in every way.
In fact, I think this album, above all else, has brought me to heights of emotional happiness, to the deepest of despairs. In it, I found love songs, I found anguish, I found an outlet sometimes for my frustration and my anger, and all on one CD. And, you know, if one of the things that I've always thought about is, you know, the old desert island, you know, what would happen if you were stuck on a desert island and it could only bring one CD? And for some reason, I never think about this one. Isn't that strange? But it really would be the one CD I would bring with me. It is both powerful, beautiful, holistic, spiritual. To me, it represents so many things. And in 2009, they re-released it. They did a new stereo mix. And it's just been amazing. And it's kind of sad because the singer, Kim Beacon, who's got a beautiful voice on this CD, passed away a couple of years before they released this, they re-released it. So it's just a beautiful CD, and I just wanted to share that with you in bits and pieces. So I'm just going to finish this off, and I want to thank you for listening to my third episode of Octaver. A little bit different, a lot more emotional. I just wanted to bring this to you and tell you the power of this CD. I've only played a few little cuts from it. I would recommend so much that you go and seek it out, because it is an amazing CD. Thank you.